Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is CJ Savage, and we are in a 12-part program on mastering the mind. I am a certified hypnotherapist, and you can find some information on me by going to www.thehypnosisqueen.com/main.php, as in Paul, Harry, Paul. If you go there, you can skip the opt-in page, so you don't have to produce your information. You can go to youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen. You can go to my new blog called, it's www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. Or you may email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And the Hypnosis Queen is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Okay, the last time we were on here, we were going through some of the most important universal laws that you need to know and understand and apply in order to change your life, improve your life, and create the life that you really want to live, to make really big changes. We talked about, we went through the last one. If you did not catch that one, you can go on to blogtalkradio.com/thepowerofthesuperconscious mind. And then when you see my site, you can go down there, you can replay any of these if you want to rehear them. So the lesson we talked about, just seven, there are like 12 main universal laws. And seven of them we talked about, the seven of the universal laws to change your life for the better when you understand these and are able to apply them. On the seven that we talked about, the last one that we were discussing was called the cause and effect. And we got cut a little short. So just about the end of the program, on the last one, I cut it off and we didn't really go into it much. The law of cause and effect basically says that the universal law states that nothing happens by chance or outside the universal laws. Every action has a reaction or consequence. And we reap what we sow. Have you ever heard that? You reap what you sow? Well, in the metaphysical realm, thought is cause and effect is its manifest likeness. In other words, you are as you image yourself to be. If you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. But you create your reality with thought. And that is a fact. And I know right now that some of you are arguing, going, oh, you know, I'm just a victim of circumstance. I'm a victim of, you know, that life is happening to you. And it is, because life is happening to you because you have not understood how to create and transform your life into what you want it to be. You need to understand that you create, you, talking about you, our listeners, create your reality with your own thoughts. Thoughts are things. Now, as we've shown, your subconscious mind can only reproduce what your conscious mind creates. Therefore, what you experience in your life is the effect. The effect is the results of your thinking. Your outside world, the world that you're living, your environment, everything that is going on around you, the biggest part of it came from you yourself, from your own thinking. Your life, your world around you is a reflection of the world inside of you. In other words, everything outside of you is a reflection of your own inner thoughts, your own inner world. So on the law of cause and effect, putting this law into practice will give you a way to understand true responsibility. The first responsibility that you have is to yourself, to respond to the desires of your soul. Your soul craves maturity. Your conscious mind and physical self crave comfort. When you make choices that will produce maturity for your soul, you will be learning and growing and therefore become content. When you make choices to feed your physical self only, now pay very close attention, when you make choices to feed your physical self only, you set yourself up for disappointment. For example, there were two men that we will call Joe and Bob. Both Joe and Bob had worked for many years in the same company, and both were offered the opportunity to transfer to a new city to open a branch of the company. Joe and Bob were excited at first. The prospect of meeting new people and facing new challenges was exciting. Both had become somewhat bored in their old jobs, and they had even thought about the need for a new stimulus to bring back that zest in life. Now, Joe responded well to the challenge. In his new position, he got to develop leadership skills that he had not used before. He learned how to investigate the community and to scope out resources for new client contacts. He visited many local groups, schools, churches, community events, and he made new friends. He found out that he was a very likable person and how he could use his sincerity to draw similar people to him. Bob, on the other hand, Bob created a different attitude. Although he was excited at first by the prospect of change, he did not image just how he wanted to be different. He felt like he had been abandoned all alone in a new city where he knew no one. He felt sorry for himself, and he waited for people to introduce themselves to him. When that did not happen, he decided that he had moved to an unfriendly town and resented his boss for placing him there. The two men faced very similar circumstances, but the difference was in their attitude. Joe wanted to learn, to reach out and meet new people. He wanted to learn about himself and what he could share in a new way in a new place. Bob knew that he wanted to change as he had been bored in his old job, but he never imagined how he would change. So even though he experienced a change in circumstances, he brought with him the kind of isolation that had contributed to his dissatisfaction in the previous location. Now, you might have actually heard about karma, if you've ever heard the word karma. Karma is a Sanskrit word which means indebtedness as an individual. The debt that you owe is to yourself, to fill your soul with understanding of creation. When you continually repeat experiences and ask, "Why does this keep happening to me?" it is because your soul or self desires to learn. Yourself or your soul desires to learn. You keep creating a particular kind of situation and circumstance to provide conditions for learning. It is your duty to create learning to relieve the karma. Karma is caused by your intention and relieved by your understandings. Karma is caused by your intentions and relieved by your understandings. In Bob's case, it was his karma to be in the new location where he knew no one, not because he was being punished by some cosmic force, but because his soul wanted to learn to give, to influence, and to share. Bob continually found himself in situations where he was alone. He was left by his wife. He had been transferred to different locations where he was in the army, and each time he thought that he had been abandoned. He missed close relationships, not because everyone left him, but because he needed to reach out to others. With a more positive attitude, Bob could begin to see these similar circumstances as an opportunity to give and to be himself and to create his identity, to be a loving, influential person. Have you ever heard, it's the old saying, when someone says, "Why does this keep happening to me?" Well, the fact is, which is part of one of the universal laws, is when you have learned your lesson, the experience is no longer needed. Let's see. Maybe that's not right. I go back and look that up. I started to say that and it didn't come out right. When the lesson is learned, the experience is no longer needed. Okay? So that's what we're talking about here. When the lesson is learned, the experience is no longer needed. So when you have a bad situation, learn from it. There is a silver whining around every cloud. Okay, to cause learning means create an idea of what you want to change. For example, I found myself continually involved with individuals who had very little money. I felt sorry for them and I loaned them money so they could get back on their feet. However, after a while, I started to resent this, and so I found that I did not receive back most of the money I was lending. At first, I was engrossed in self-pity. Why does this keep happening to me? Well, I asked, and I blamed the people to whom I was lending the money. Then I started to become honest, and I realized that when I realized that I was the one who kept lending the money, they didn't force me. Why? What were my intentions? I realized that in most cases, the loans were my way of keeping strings attached to people to whom I was giving the money. As long as I kept lending them money, they were dependent upon me. Therefore, the pity I practiced, feeling sorry for them, was blatant lack of respect for them and for myself. If I could work to make enough money to lend it to them, they could work too. They were as strong and as capable as I was. Okay. When I started this, I told you, you know, I have information that's coming from a wide variety of sources. And there's something here that I want to share with you because I keep trying to tell you that you create your own reality. You've got to get rid of the negative thinking. You've got to get away from the negative influences, the negative energy. And that means a lot of the TV, most of the news, as a matter of fact. You know, you need to stay away from people who bring you down, people who are very negative, who made you feel worse than before you were around them or talked to them. So if you really want to make a change in your life for the better, you have to start by changing your thinking. And that means simply start cutting out the first and easiest thing to do, really, is cut out all that negative energy. And I keep telling you this, and I'm trying to tell it to you in as many different ways as I possibly can until you finally get it. And eventually, in each and every one of you, sooner or later, you're going to grasp it, and it's going to finally sink in, and you're going to understand it, and you'll be able to apply it, and then you can create the life that you really want to live. Now, I've given you a number of exercises to do in order to get control of your own thoughts and your thinking. One, the easiest and first, most simple things I want you to do is to wear a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you think or say anything negative, simply fling that rubber band as hard as you can. Well, maybe not as hard as you can, depends on the rubber band, but fling it really hard so it hurts. And what you'll be doing there is you're going to be breaking that negative habit of thinking, speaking. So that's the first thing, is get rid of those negative thoughts. Use a rubber band to do that. The next thing is, you know, I've had so many of you say, but I get all these thoughts, they just keep filling in my mind. I have just, my mind just floods with, I can't control. All these thoughts just come flooding in. Well, that's because you need to get control of your thoughts. You need to get control of your mind. How do you do that? Well, if you were to set out to take a road trip across the country, and if you're in California and you want to get to, say, New York, and let's say there isn't any signs along the way. All the road signs have been taken down, all of them. So you don't know what road leads to what. And you don't have a very good sense of direction because you don't have a compass. So if you want to leave California and get to a certain town, you want your destination, you know what that destination is, and you really want to get there, and you have no road signs, and you have no directions, you have no maps, then will you get there? Yeah, eventually, with a lot of trial and error, with a lot of effort, and in time, and a lot of sadness and heartbreaks and just trying to get there, a lot of frustration. But will you get there eventually? Well, you know, if you're really determined, yeah, you just keep trying, you will. Okay, the point being, your mind's the same way. Do you have anything to guide your thoughts? Or are you just letting those thoughts just randomly just fill in that mind, whatever just flows in there? Well, I suggest that you start making your own signs. post your signs along the path of your life, whether it is simply through the house, if you stay home all day, put them all over the house, wherever you walk, in the bathroom, on the bathroom mirror, on the refrigerator, on the doors you go out, on the doors you come in, you know, on the dining room table, post them all over the place. Now, your signs are going to be things that is going to get you to your desired destination. And I would suggest that when you do this, that you're going to focus mainly on one thing, one or two. But the first time you do this, just one thing. You know, and if it is your health, because that seems to be the number one concern in America, is the health. And mainly, you know, if your health is not good, if you don't have good health, then really nothing else really matters. It doesn't matter if you have any money or not, or if anybody likes you or not, because if you're so sick and just feel so awful that you don't feel like doing anything and you don't want anybody around you anyway, then nothing else really matters. So if it is your health, whatever it is, I suggest that you start making your signs and you start guiding your thoughts, because you have the state-of-the-art pharmacy within you, in your mind, to heal or repair anything within you. And don't sit there and argue with me, because I can tell you, as God is my witness, I have been in hypnotherapy for over 18 years, and I have not ever seen anyone that couldn't heal anything in their body if they really wanted to. You know, it can't be wishful thinking, and it can't be, okay, see if you can fix it for me, CJ. Well, I don't have control of anybody's mind. I simply guide a person through their meditation. There is no control. All I can simply do is guide you. And in the guidance, it doesn't matter if a person has cancer in their entire body, and I've had clients that have had, and the doctors told them they don't have long to live at all. So I simply make them a CD that tells them that they're becoming healthier and stronger every single day. And every single bite of food that they take, the nutrition goes in and makes every good cell stronger and healthier, and is able to take those good cells, are able, that each cell in your body has its own intelligence. And those good cells will literally push out the cancer cells out of the body. So each time you go to the bathroom and eliminate, whether it's urine or whatever, that those cancer cells literally are leaving your body. You're eliminating more cancer cells every single time you go to the bathroom. And every single time you eat food, your body's going to become stronger and healthier and firmer and healthier and stronger with every breath that you take, with every beat of your heart. You can make signs. You can think about this. You don't have to have me sit down if your mind is going every which direction and you say, well, it's very hard to not worry. It's really hard to not think about some of the things that the doctor said to me, and I saw the evidence, and, you know, I don't care. I don't care what the doctor said. Doctors are not God. And I resent any doctor that tells anybody that they're going to die and when. Of course, we're all going to die sometime. But when the doctor says you don't have long to live, you know, get your life in order, prepare for your funeral, you've got only a couple months to live. Well, you know, I have proven to doctors and to clients that you can reverse that. But your thoughts are things. It's everything. So make some signs and post some signs along the way. And if it is your health, whatever it is, just say to yourself every day in every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger and healthier, better and better every day in every way, with every breath that I take, with every beat of my heart. You can make up all your own affirmations. And if you don't have them, if you don't know what to say, email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and you tell me what your problem is, and I'll give you enough affirmations, which is just making your own signs to post along the way. And I want you to, when you post these, you don't ignore them. You look at them, you read them, you repeat them. You fill your mind, push out all the negative thoughts, and you fill your mind with positive thoughts. And it might be a single affirmation that says, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. You know, there's been great miracles proven by a person saying that affirmation over and over and over and over in their mind. Simply as that. If it is more money that you need, you don't focus on lack and limitation and what you don't have. You focus on what you do have and be grateful for what you have. And when you're grateful for what you have and you focus on what you have, you're going to get more of it. So you can make affirmations to increase your finances. And that's easy too. But if you keep focusing on lack and worrying about having enough money to pay the bills, then you're only creating more lack and more worries and more bills. More bills are going to, you're just going to attract more bills. And when you think negatively a lot and you dwell on all the terrible things that's going on in the world and how awful everything is, and you gossip about a person and this person and how awful this is and how horrible things that this person did and how your life is crap, all you're going to do is become one big human crap magnet, because we are all energy and we are like magnets. You will attract to you what you vibrate at, because we are pure energy. We all vibrate. We have a certain vibration within our own being that vibrates at a certain rate. Actually, there's universal laws on that. But if you act down and depressed and sad, well, you're going to attract that kind of energy, more of it to you. So if you can raise your vibration up, and that means just focus on what it is that you desire. Don't worry about where it comes from. Don't worry about how you're going to get it. Just focus on that desire that you really, you have. It's got to be not just a wishful thinking. It can't be, well, I hope I get this, or I'd like to have that, or I want this. It's got to be something you want so badly, is a burning desire. And you see the outcome, focus on the outcome, what it is that you want to achieve, and raise your vibration as if you have already achieved it. Pretend you already have it, or you have already achieved it. And you know what? Before you know it, miracles happen, and the next thing you know, the universe just, it's just there. And you look back thinking, oh my gosh, how did that happen? So whatever it is that you want to create, post those signs along the way, make your affirmations, or cut out pictures and make a collage and look at it every day and go into a daydreaming state, thinking about what it's going to be like to have that, and, you know, how is it going to feel, and what you're going to do, and how it's going to smell, and how it's going to feel, and how it's going to look, and so on, so on, so on. So I got something here that I want to share with you, and if I haven't gotten my point across yet, and eventually you're going to understand this, and when you really, truly understand it, you can start living it. This is an overview from Dr. Robert Anthony. He's a PhD and the creator of The Secret of Deliberate Creation. This is just an overview of how to create exactly what you want. Okay. And somehow, some way along the way here, I'm going to finally get the verbiage that is in your language that you understand, that says, finally, it's going to be like a bell goes off in your head and you're going to go, I got it. Okay. Take a trip to any jail or prison and you're going to meet hundreds of people who will tell you that they're victims of their circumstances. Travel through any big city ghetto and you're going to hear the same thing. Visit an affluent, high-class neighborhood, talk to the people there, and you're going to discover the same thing. You get the point? They will talk about the opportunities that they were given or the chances that they were denied. They may be grateful for the education that they were exposed to, or they complain that they were denied the education they deserve. One person will tell you about her wonderful childhood and upbringing, while another one will complain that she was from a dysfunctional family. Now, there's no denying that income, status, education, upbringing, neighborhood, family, and many other situations will influence, affect, and even determine the outcome of our lives. But who creates the circumstances? That's the question. Who creates the circumstances? Was it your parents, your environment, God, destiny? Lost in all this analysis and the assumption of almost every unconscious person I have ever met is this one very important reality. The effect of our thoughts about our circumstances. I have always said, and I have always told people, it's really not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you react to what happens to you. What happens to you is not as important as how you treat what happens to you. If someone has something horrific that happens to them, something, a tragedy, let's say, that person can either choose to dwell on it to the point where they replay it over and over in their mind at least once a day, if not once an hour, for the next, every year, for the next years and years and years and years. Or you can put it out of your mind and learn from it as an experience, make sure it doesn't happen again. I know that's too bad, but maybe that was one of your life's lessons that you come to learn, because we all come here to learn lessons. When we came into this world called Earth, it's like a camping trip. We come here to learn lessons. And when you have that attitude, knowing that you come here to learn lessons, then you might treat the things that happens to you a little differently. Instead of always blaming everyone else and blaming other people for things that happen to you, start taking responsibility and learn from it, and it will stop happening to you. When you learn your lesson, the experience is no longer needed. Okay? Okay, back to Dr. Anthony. He says, we cannot change what happened to us, but we can change our perception about what happened to us. This is the key to changing our present circumstances and our future. Our minds are like a garden. We can intelligently cultivate our garden, or we can allow it to run wild. Now, you know, if you let it run wild, you know what's going to happen to it. It's going to be full of weeds. If you diligently attend to your garden, it will produce the things that you cultivate. I'm going to repeat that in case you did not get it. Our minds are like a garden. We intelligently cultivate our garden, or we can allow it to run wild. If you diligently attend to your garden, it will produce the things you cultivate. If you don't plant specific seeds, then the animals, the wind, and the other elements will cause random things to grow, which will likely to choke out the things that you want to cultivate in your garden. There's one thing that is certain. Something is going to grow in your garden. Now, if you allow something to grow in your garden, doesn't that mean that you are not really in control there? And you're just letting those random thoughts fill that mind. And so what happens? Something grows there. And just wait to see what happens. Okay. Just as a gardener must tend to his or her garden, keeping out the weeds, you must tend the garden of your mind, weeding out the thoughts of lack, limitation, and negativity. If you practice gardening of this kind, you will soon discover that you are the gardener of your soul. You will come to the profound revelation that you are not the victim of your circumstances, but the creator of them. The reason is simple. Whatever you give your attention to and focus on shapes your character, creates your circumstances, and determines your ultimate destiny. Remember, whatever you give your attention to or focus on expands. Whatever you give your attention to or focus on expands. You're going to get more of it. So whatever you give your attention to and you focus on shapes your character, creates your circumstances, and determines your ultimate destiny. What you experience in your life is directly connected to the inner state of mind. The most important thing that you can learn about success, prosperity, and happiness is that cause The cause is the thought and effect. The effect is the being, the results or experiences. The most important thing that you can learn about success, prosperity, and happiness is that cause and effect are one. Cause and effect are one. The cause is the thought and the effect are the results or the experiences. And the cause and effect are one. So face this important fact. You don't simply end up in jail or the hospital, bankrupt or alone, no more than you simply wake up rich, successful, happy, and healthy. All these circumstances are the result of thousands of little decisions which are reached as a result of the thoughts you give your attention to. Now, if you're like most people, this is the part where you start to mentally make excuses and argue with me. Perhaps you believe that what I just said is true for other people, but you are just quite certain that you have been the victim of extenuating circumstances beyond your control. Oh, I know, your situation's different. I know, I've heard this. And people tell me, oh, but you don't know, you know what? You're going to have to get it if you really want to create the life you want to learn. So, you're probably asking, so how does this work? Just how does that work? Let's talk about how this applies to you. First, you must accept that on one level or another, you have manifested everything that is happening in your life. You have to accept this, that on one level or another, you have manifested everything that is happening in your life, even the horrific, nasty stuff. And I agree that you don't do it consciously, but you do it. And I know some of you are sitting there going, hey, wait a minute. I didn't. You know, you don't know what's happened to me. I didn't make that happen. Well, yes, you did. Because if you're going to be a big crap magnet, I'm 54 years old. I'm around a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people. And when I analyze, when somebody complains and bitches and moans about their life or their work, their friends, their family, everything in their life, they've got, you know, they run everybody down and they can pick everybody apart and find what's wrong with everybody and talk about it and tell everybody what's wrong with everybody. By the way, I always like to say, you know, don't go try and sweep off somebody else's doorstep before you sweep off your own. That's one of my favorites. So when if you know a person that's like this, who complain and bitch and moan and whine about everything and everybody and life and money and America and government and so on and so on and so on, look at them and tell them, you're just a big crap magnet, because that's what they are. They're full of negativity. Their thoughts are negative. Their emotions are negative. And your emotions are extremely, extremely powerful. So when a person gets down and depressed and angry, that's okay, because there's nothing really wrong with that if a person has a reason to be upset or depressed or angry, as long as it's a very short time and they're in control of it. And that this is a time to be depressed because they've lost a loved one or they've lost a job. But you know what? You've got to turn around sooner or later, and you've got to pick yourself up and get on with life and start to heal. And that's a fact. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm a major in psychology. According to professionals, if you stay depressed more than 3 months, what's going to happen next is it starts affecting your entire body. After 3 months, you either get on medication or you start pepping yourself up. And if you go back to my previous programs, I tell you how you can bring yourself out of those down, deep, depressed states within, and I'm talking about within seconds. Get in front of the mirror. Reflect that energy off of yourself. It makes it more powerful, the energy. And give yourself a pep talk as if you're a separate person and start using your affirmations or whatever it is that you need to change. And I have literally made people who were so down and depressed who couldn't smile, and I said, say, I'm feeling better and better and happier and happier and healthier and healthier. And you know what they say? I don't feel like it. I don't want to. I don't feel like saying that. No. You know what? Force yourself. Just force yourself and do it. And I guarantee you that if you can do that, you don't need antidepressants. you can get in front of that mirror and talk to yourself and start saying those affirmations. Put some real feelings, put some emotion into it, put some passion into it. And the first time you say it, it's going to be hard. It's going to be the first time you say it, it's going to be the hardest. And then it gets easier and easier. And the next thing you know, your entire body responds to that. Every single cell in your body has its own intelligence, and it responds to every single word that it hears. So if you say, I am feeling better and better and happier and happier and healthier and healthier, I can guarantee you that after you say that a few times, you're going to start feeling it. And you're going to start feeling better. And then by the time you say it for about 3 or 4 minutes, within 5, you're going to want to jump off the floor and dance. And I'm not kidding. I've seen a young woman who had lost a child, a baby. And after a few months, it was time to start healing. But she wasn't. And, you know, she learned to talk to herself. And she learned to forgive herself and everybody. And she really started healing, 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 healing. And she asked God to help her to let go and just take away all her pain. And something magically came over her, and she found a peace within herself. And she knew it was not her fault. She knew that it was beyond her circumstances. And she believes in God, and she believed that there's a reason for everything. For whatever reason it was, we don't know. But God knows best, knows more. And you can start healing. And, you know, I know a lot of people that have had their hearts broken, and they're so depressed because so-and-so hurt them and they left them or cheated on them or whatever the case may be. But you know what? Look at it as though God does not close one door without opening another. So maybe that wasn't the right person for you, because if that person was really the true person that should have been in your life, they wouldn't be gone. So when one door closes, another one always opens, unless you just keep slamming that door shut. So don't do that. Okay, here I did it again. I got off on a tangent. Let's get back, because we're going to run out of time here. Dr. Anthony says, we're going to talk about how this all applies to you. You must accept that on one level or another that you have manifested everything that happens in your life, even the horrific, nasty stuff. Okay, here's the thing. You are surrounded by a data sphere of information that promotes negativity, fear, anxiety, limitation, and lack. It pummels your senses from all directions. It comes from the radio, the TV, the internet, your friends, family, even people in church. People that you work with. Most people are so saturated by negative programming that they can't even conceive a life of anything but struggle and complaint. Don't be one of those people. What you read or what you listen to and the people that you talk to have a huge effect on the person that you are and the thoughts that you have. It not only comes from the media and other individuals, but from the government. The doom, gloom, and negativity that is perpetuated by the government is designed to appeal to the programmed fear of the masses in order to get reelected. We elect and reelect these people to, quote, save and protect us from the pending doom and gloom. Now, if that wasn't enough, consider that the microcosm of our mass culture can be found in entertainment and even sports personalities. Most of these people are insecure, self-centered, and only interested in their own 15 minutes of fame. However, they are not the problem. We are, because we are willing to spend countless hours and pay billions of dollars to watch them, mimic their lifestyles, and even their manner of dress. You must recognize that this data sphere is continually programming you 24/7, and that almost 95% of it is fear, lack, and limitation programming. So what do you do? If you want to reach the highest levels of success, if you want to reach the highest levels of success, you have to zealously guard the input that you allow to come into your life. You must control your own programming and reject the poison stuff most people are trying to feed you. In order to focus on success, it is imperative that you spend more time on your own personal growth. Each morning and each evening, before you go to bed, spend time on focusing on something positive. Every morning and every evening, before you go to bed, spend time on focusing on something positive. I strongly suggest that you cut out the shows like, and I used to watch shows like CSI and things like that, but, you know, they're full of murder and hate and vengeance. And so try to, you know what, just cut out TV for 30 days. Focus on nothing but the positive. Cut out the people out of your life. Just don't give them enough time to bring you down. Keep it brief. Be busy. For 30 days, wear that rubber band. Post your signs everywhere for 30 days. And just focus on positive stuff. Get rid of the TV and the news and all the people that bring you down. Remember, you are the foundation from which all your dreams are made reality. This is the only way that you can guarantee your success, wealth, and happiness. Okay, we're going to have to sign off. I have to cut it short. I have a party to go to attend. So I'm going to cut off for now until our next program, which we will not be doing this on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. So I will not be back until for 3 weeks. If you want to email me and give me some feedback or if you need some help, I'd be glad to help you. Just email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And I thank you for joining me. And you might check out youtube.com, The Hypnosis Queen. And I have some more information on there about hypnosis if you're interested in hypnosis. Or you can find my CDs, my hypnosis CDs, on Amazon.com, CD Baby, and many, many others. So thank you for joining me. And go to work on creating the life that you want to live. Make your signs, post them, wear the rubber band, and start programming your mind for positive things. Thank you. And have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and all yours.